On the line from Retro Groove, I've got Bill Forrest. Morning, morning, Bill.
Good morning, Aaron. How are you?
Well, I'm actually better than I sound with that little cough there. I'm really good. Did you want to just tell us a little bit about Retro Groove? I see a few names there I recognise, and in fact, a lot of them from a Mudsharks poster that we've got on the wall here in the studio, an old one.
That's right.
Yeah, so Did you want to tell us a little bit about what Retro Groove is, what it's all about, and how it sort of came together?
Well, firstly, thank you for the opportunity to talk to yourself and obviously your listeners there in Raglan in the area. So Retro Groove was formed in 2020 at the Heads, Hand and Feet, which was a Hamilton-based musicians club reunion. Neil Reynolds, the drummer for the band, put together an 8-piece lineup for the reunion, and it went really, really well. Sadly, COVID hit just a few weeks after that, so we'd always intended to, you know, do more gigs with that lineup because it went really well, as I said. That was shelved. Once we got out of the COVID situation, the band reformed. So effectively, Retro Groove is a band that plays really classic R&B and soul music, you know, from the 60s and 70s. People will have heard tunes from the Average White Band, Steely Dan, Chicago, Aretha Franklin, that type of stuff. So 8-piece band, 2 horns. We on this Sunday at the Harbourview Hotel from 3:00.
Okay, so if it came from a musician's club, this is a bunch of people who enjoy jamming together, is it?
Well, yeah, so Heads, Hand and Feet were a musician's club that operated in Hamilton through the 80s and 90s. And from memory, it was, you know, we'd have a fairly good a night once a month. And you know, various musicians, local musicians and bands would play. A classic example was like 1988, Chris Thompson from Manfred Mann was coming through town. And I got the opportunity to play with Neil and Grant Mason and his backing band at one of the Heads, Hand and Feet nights, you know. So it was a very eclectic bunch of musicians who came together, all different types of music, but really supported the local music scene through that time. So 2020 was an opportunity to have a reunion. So there was a lot of different bands that night, and as I say, Neil had put together Retro Groove as an 8-piece act for the night.
Right. And, I mean, you guys have all been around for a little while, and some of you have been involved in bands that people will have heard of, like Neil was a drummer for Dragon. And do you want to just touch on a few other bands, like bands that you've played for that people might have heard
certainly.
Of and things like that?
Yeah, and I mean, hey, let's be fair about it. You know, we're all getting a bit older. I think, you know, we're probably closer to midnight than midday, you know, when it comes to some of our ages. But there's a lot of experience in the band, and, yeah, we've had the opportunity to play through the years with some really, really cool people. As you said, Neil had played, was original drummer for Dragon. He was in the Mods here in Hamilton. Gary Verburn, the guitar player, fantastic player. He was the guitar player for When the Cat's Away. They had a reunion concert just recently in honour of Margaret Ehrlich, had passed, you know, in Australia. He played on that gig. Fantastic player. You know, we played as a support for the Mudsharks, which obviously people will know through Raglan. Grant Mason, the trumpet player that played beside me, we've played together as a horn section for better than 35 years. We're the horn players from actually the Raglan bass band, West Coast Jazz.
Okay, yep.
Yeah, so, you know, from a fairly eclectic background, I suppose, is what you'd say.
Yeah, so it's a long, 35 years is a long time to be playing with someone. Do you guys even need to talk before you play? You just know what's going to happen?
It's funny, it's interesting. You know, when you play beside someone for that length of time, there's a bit of an inner sense that you get. And I think that's the key to how Grant and I play together, is that we approach the same, you know, we can play a line virtually identical because we know how each other plays. Grant is a spectacular musician in that he has written a lot of the charts for Retro Groove, particularly the horn charts and bits and pieces.
Yeah.
So, again, you know, you play beside someone for so long, and I've respected Grant for, you know, all those years. He's a fantastic player. Yeah, you do. It's you can go into an environment, and sometimes we'll back people that, with, you know, you don't get a chance to have a rehearsal. But because you're sort of thinking in the same way, it's fairly easy to come up with a similar line at the same time, if that makes sense.
Yeah, yeah. We had Hello Sailor here the other weekend, and it's clear that they've, even though two of them have passed on, the guys that are there have played together for a very long time. The way they played, you know, they were very tight, and when they jammed, it was very together. I presume for you guys, like, it's the same thing, really.
It's exactly the same thing. You know, when you play a long time, and you do gain a bit of experience, obviously, on the way through. And I think the big thing too with retro groove, it is that by name, you know, groove. You know, the rhythm section for that band, Neil, Gary, and Wayne, the groove is just so solid, and it's so authentic. You know, it's a really, really good groove that they lay down. So whether, you know, you're the vocalist of the band, or you're the keyboard player, or like myself, Grant and myself, as horn players, they have a really strong platform to play from. You know, so it's a fantastic opportunity to play in that band. I just love it.
That's great. So you were talking about playing songs that we would know, or from artists that we would know, but I presume you have to do your own arrangements with a band like this?
Yeah, we do. You know, with respect, we try and keep some originality in what the artist did with the song. I think sometimes, you know, particularly when people will know the original tune, so we're not trying to copy it sort of line by line, but you have to keep enough of the originality that people still identify with it, because at the end of the day too, you know, the reason for the band is to entertain people. We want people to come along and have it, you know, on Sunday and have a really good time. You know, yeah, I remember that song from way back, or I remember that time, you know, that song.
Yeah.
And so there's originality that comes with that.
And you mentioned you're going to be playing some Aretha Franklin. And that's, like, she's a great singer. I don't want to ask this the wrong way round, but yeah. Is your singer keen to take on some of Aretha's tracks?
We are very, very fortunate. Our singer is Georgia Brill. She's now based out of Tauranga. She was in Australia for nearly 20 years up till fairly recently, and she's had, you know, quite an extensive singing career in Australia. But she just loves the style of music, and she can really own it. You know, and you're correct in what you're asking there. You know, if you're playing an Aretha Franklin tune or a Tina Turner tune, you really have to back yourself to do it, because, you know, they are just fantastic artists. And to gain sort of authenticity in the delivery of the tune, you know, George is up for it, and she's fantastic.
Now, something I normally ask at the start of a conversation when I'm interviewing someone is, you were based out here till very recently, weren't you?
Yeah, I was, yeah. I lived along Timahara Road there. We had a house there on a title we bought from Gavin Haynes, across from the garden supply place, you know. So his cows got used to me playing the saxophone for about 15 years, you know. my two boys went to Timahara school.
Right, okay. So, yeah, that's pretty old school Raglan.
Very much so.
Needed to move, though?
Yeah. Look, for various reasons, I've come back to town. The two boys are older, they're both doing building work and working in town.
Yeah.
But I mean, really, to be honest with you, I miss the vibe of Raglan.
Mm.
Certainly some of the close musician friends I have. Yeah. Interestingly though, in another band lineup, we did a gig for Sweetman's out at Ruapuki just the other weekend there with, I don't know, 80 or 100 people, and it was just so fantastic to be back in the community again. You know, as you'll know, and then your listeners will know, there's a terrific vibe in that Raglan and the associated area. And as I say, my boys were so fortunate to have grown up and have gone to like a local area school.
Yeah.
And I suppose got the values that you get from being in a rural community.
Yeah, and from not being a number of thousands.
Exactly.
In an area. For sure.
And to be fair about it, they were able to do things in their community, you know, whether it be riding motorbikes or going across farms or doing things, surfing, whatever, that they possibly would not have been able to do if they had stayed in Hamilton.
Yeah, people don't like kids riding motorbikes in cities for some reason. It seems to be the way. So have you managed to make a career out of music?
Respectfully, I've played saxophone for nearly 50 years.
Yeah.
I've always played it as a side thing, but I was involved in the motor industry, and I'm a day grade mechanic by trade.
Right.
For 48 of those years, but the saxophone has always been a major passion for me, and I've always played in bands. I try to play the saxophone daily. It's a massive part of my life, but no, I haven't been fortunate enough to play where it's been able to support me full time.
Yeah, that, to be honest, that's a question I ask a lot of musicians in this country because it's a real challenge. There are a lucky few who manage to get a lifetime career in music, but most people require a day job, and it amazes me that the passion for the music that we have so many bands and musicians. And I like, yeah. I just received New Zealand on Air. They send out the radio stations. What did they send? About 70 tracks this month, and most of them were, I thought were really good. Like, there's just so many people out there putting music together.
Oh, there is. I mean, you know, in West Coast Jazz, the keyboard player from that band, Greg Taylor, is a part of Lost Tribe, Patirao, you know, the like,
yes.
That band.
Yeah.
And I mean, that band is just absolutely outstanding. It's just the music that they write and they play is just fantastic. And yeah, there are, interestingly, the gentleman that I learnt saxophone from in, through the 80s was a guy called Brian Smith, who was one of New Zealand's most recorded jazz saxophone players. He's played professionally since he was 19. He's 84 now, and I still see him every sort of month, and we hang, and sometimes have an opportunity to play with him bits and pieces. He was one of the few guys that I've met that's been fortunate enough, and to be honest with you, good enough to make a living as a saxophone player overseas.
Right.
You know, and it's not the easiest of jobs sometimes.
Why is that?
You got to love the horn.
Okay.
I'll give you an example. When Brian was playing with the Maynard Ferguson band, I think it's a really good American jazz band, they'd be on tour for 2-3 months, and they'd play every night. And, you know, it was they'd do the show, do the gig, finish at night, get on the bus, travel to the next gig, get up in the, you know, up in the morning, shower, maybe do a clinic in the afternoon, play again at night. You know, you've got to really enjoy what you're doing to have that level of commitment.
Yeah. But, I mean, there's good experiences that come with it, right?
Oh, fantastic. Fantastic. And, you know, I think about, you know, my own, I suppose, for want of a better word, journey through music. For me, it's a connection with my dad, actually. My dad, sadly, passed when I was 12.
Right.
You know, quite a serious road accident when I was 5. But he was a saxophone player. He came out from Scotland as a young fellow at 16, 1926. He was a saxophone player, and in my, you know, the early years of my life, my dad would say to me, when your fingers get big enough, I'll teach you the saxophone. Sadly, he passed, as I say, when I was 12.
Right.
And for me, that connection to the saxophone is back to my dad. So, you know, one of the things that I really enjoy about playing the saxophone is that there's that connection back to someone that was pretty significant in my life.
Yeah, that's interesting. I interviewed Harry Lyon before he came with Hello Sailor, and he said the two guys they've lost from the band, that while they were playing, that's when he felt that connection with them.
Yeah, very, very much so. And, you know, as part of the lineup for Retro Groove when we played at the reunion in 2020, there's a guitar player called Morris Taylor, who a lot of people in Raglan will know through the Mudsharks and different, you know, bands and stuff that he played with through the Waikato. Sadly, we lost Morris last year.
Right.
The band played at a sort of a farewell thing for Morris, you know, and then ended after his funeral. And there's definitely that connection with people. And I think, you know, if you're part of a band or part of any, you know, closely knit grouping of people, there is a spiritual connection that you have with those people, you know. And I know there are lots of times with Morris that I'm playing, and I'm playing my saxophone, and I can visualize them in my head, you know, being there, for the want of a better word, without sounding silly. You know, there's that connection. And it's. I think it's really great and important that people still have those things, you know?
Yeah, for sure. Now, you sent me a little bit of a write-up about the various people, but I was actually wondering if you guys have any pictures, because what I do with my interview is we turn it into a podcast, and then we put it out on our social media channels, because that's how everything gets done that way these days. So
yeah, no problem. And also, we have... Now, Retro Groove, as I say, we're playing this Sunday at the Harbour View Hotel. And if I can, please, I'd just like to make a shout-out to a couple of people. Firstly, Dave, maybe. You know,
he's actually
relentlessly enthusiastic about getting these things up and running. Of course, Dave is on the bill with us and his band this weekend.
He's actually sitting right here next to me. We're going to interview him and Peter Scandera next. Yeah.
And then, you know, a big shout-out to Valentina at the Harbour View Hotel, who has made it so easy for the band to access the place and play. It's not easy to get a venue for an 8-piece band, to be really honest with you.
Right.
You know, so it's the support that we've had locally and, you know, through Dave and his connections, and obviously the staff there at the hotel are very much appreciated.
And is it going to be a one-off thing for Retro Groove? You're going to groove elsewhere?
Well, there's no reason why we can't return.
Right.
There's no reason why we can't return at all. I mean, the band will be a working band, I think. Well, next year we're booked for the Tauranga Jazz Festival, but hey, look, we're certainly open to play again in Raglan. Absolutely.
Yeah, people are always asking, are we ever going to hear the Mud Sharks again? But this might be the closest thing we've got, because there's a heck of a lot of Mud Sharks involved.
Yeah, and you as I say, that you got one of the big sharks there beside you.
I have, yes.
Yeah.
So that's 3 o'clock. So is that when you must be coming on later?
Dave and his band are on first.
Yep. And no, we'll talk to you later, Dave. You're not allowed to talk yet. He wants a microphone. It's typical. and just remind people the sort of music you're going to be playing, and it's like an 8-piece band.
It's an 8-piece band. So I mean, and again, people will probably understand when I mention the artists, really. So you know, we have, for example, Pick Up the Pieces from the Average White Band. We're doing tunes from Steely Dan, Saturday in the Park from Chicago, Respect, Aretha Franklin, Rene Gaia, you know, the Australian soul singer, Heading in the Right Direction, It Only Happens in Shaky Ground, those types of things. Delbert McClinton, Van Morrison, Gladys Knight. There's a very wide variety of artists that we draw, you know, tunes from.
Mm. All right, Bill. Well, look, it's been great to talk to you this morning, and please send us some photos. And,
yes, we will do.
I'll send you a link to the podcast once I got it up.
And also to Retro Groove up on Facebook. So if people would like to look at the Retro Groove Facebook page, there's a lot of audio and video stuff up there as well.
Okay, brilliant. Thanks for your
time. Thank you so much for your time today, and thank you to the listeners, and thank you for the people that will come on Sunday to support the band.
Okay, anytime, Bill.
Cheers, man.
All right, folks, that was Bill Forrest from Retro Groove. And Peter Scandera's just walked in the door as well as Dave Mabey, so we're going to be talking to those guys in a few minutes. But right now, here's Ballpark Music with Manny.